The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 25. Let's go. Jesus is tempted in the desert and chooses his helpers. From Matthew 4, Mark 1, and Luke 4 through 6. After Jesus was baptized, he went straight into the desert. That might seem like an odd place to go, because, as you know, deserts are very hot, and there isn't any food or water or places to stay. But Jesus needed to get away by himself and be somewhere quiet and lonely. He needed to be with his heavenly Father to get ready for his new life. In the desert, Jesus thought about the secret rescue plan he had made with God. Before the foundation of the world, they both knew what would have to happen. To rescue God's children, Jesus would have to die. There was no other way. It was the reason he had come. Now, that old enemy, the one who had spoken through the snake to Adam and Eve back in the garden, remember him? He didn't want Jesus to rescue God's people. So he lied to Jesus. "Are you really God's own son?" he whispered. "Poor you. God must not love you. You don't need to die. Do it my way. Yes, and no," Jesus said to the liar. "I will do what God says." And from that moment on, nothing would ever be the same. Jesus wasn't like Adam. Jesus was a new kind of man. He would not believe the terrible lie that the enemy spoke. Jesus knew God loved him. He would trust God, no matter what. It was just as God had promised to Adam and Eve all those years before. Jesus had come to do battle against the snake's work. He would get rid of the sin and darkness and the tears. And he would suffer. But he would win. Jesus left the desert and set about the great rescue. He was going to get God's people back. But first, he needed to find some helpers and friends. He had a lot to do. He would need some people to help him. Who would make good helpers, do you think? Clever ones? Rich ones? Strong, important ones? Some people might think so, but I'm sure by now you don't need me to tell you they'd be wrong. Because the people God uses don't have to know a lot of things or have a lot of things. They just have to need him a lot. One day, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee when he saw some brothers and friends mending their nets. They were poor fishermen. Jesus called out to them, "Let's go!" Peter, Andrew, James, and John looked up at this man on the shore. And they couldn't explain it. Their boats needed to be put away. Their nets needed mending. Fish were still wriggling on the shore. But something about this stranger made them just drop their nets and their fish, leave their boats and everything, and follow him. This God-man was like no one they had ever met. When they looked at Jesus, their hearts filled up with a wonderful, forever sort of happiness, and inside, it was as if they were running free in an open field. Jesus asked 12 men to be his helpers: Peter, Andrew, James and John, Matthew, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, another James, Simon, Thaddeus, and Judas. Meeting Jesus would change all of them forever. All right. In today's story, we see several things. It begins with Jesus going into the desert, where he is tempted. Now, this is an important thing, and this story doesn't really tell the whole picture. He went into the desert, and he was there, actually, for 40 days without eating food. But God kept him alive, God helped nourish him and keep him strong. But he was very hungry. And so one of the first things that Satan tempted him three times. One of the first things that he was tempted with was to turn stones into bread. And this temptation was a temptation to use God's power, to use God's blessing, for selfish purposes. It was a temptation to do things his own way, not God's way. Sometimes we are tempted to try to do things selfishly, to please our own desires, or to try to do things our way and not God's way. We need to remember that we should always obey and follow God. Now, what did Jesus do when he was tempted? Well, in the Bible, Jesus actually quoted verses from the Bible. And that's what we need to do. We need to memorize God's word so that when Satan tempts us, we have truth and we don't believe the lies that Satan tells, but we have truth to quote and remember and rely on to help us remember what is right, what is good, and what is true. Jesus' second temptation, the second time he was tempted, Satan took him to the top of a very, very tall tower and said, "Jump off of here. God will save you." And the idea was that God would save him and everyone would see who he was, that something special was about him. But Jesus said, "No, no, I'm not going to tempt God. I'm not going to force God once again to do things my way." God is not someone that we can just force to do the things that we want him to do. We are here to obey and follow God, not force him to act to do what we want. The final temptation, Satan showed Jesus all of the kingdoms and the people and said, "If you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all of this." And this was a temptation to do things in two ways. First of all, it was a temptation to do things his own way and take the easy way out. Satan was saying, "If you will worship me, I will give you the world that you are trying to rescue." He was saying, there's an easier way, you don't have to go and die. But Jesus knew the truth, that there was only one way. That taking the easy way would not help, that it would not rescue the people. It was also a temptation to worship something other than God, and that's why Jesus refused to do it. That God is the only one that we worship. We don't worship Satan. We don't try to take an easy way out. We follow God and do what he said. And once again, Jesus used the Bible. He used scripture that he had memorized to say, "No, this is what is true. This is what is right. I will do what is right." And so, as the story said, Jesus was different. He was not like everyone else. He never sinned. And he alone has the power to rescue us from our sins. The second part of today's story, Jesus calls his followers. Now, I'll be honest and say, I don't necessarily like the way that this story tells it. The way that this story tells it, it sounds like they had never seen Jesus at all. But when you read the Bible carefully, you find out that in other versions of the story, that they had actually met him earlier. That this was not the first time they had met him. That they had actually spent maybe about a year with Jesus, listening to him teach, learning from him. And so when he called them to follow him, they weren't following a stranger, like the story in today's storybook says. They weren't following a stranger. They were following someone that they had followed, listened to, and known. They had seen him do miracles. And they were following him because they believed in him. Now, why is this important? Well, I think it's important because it demonstrates our own lives. When we choose to follow Jesus and become Christians, usually we don't do this in one single moment. Most people do not follow Jesus the very first time they hear him. Instead, it takes time. The beginning, they come and see. They watch, they learn. They find out more about Jesus. As they learn more and more, eventually they make the decision to follow him. Now, sometimes that is difficult. Sometimes to follow Jesus, we have to leave things. Like these men today in the story, they left their nets, their boats, their lives. They left everything. They left it with other family and friends, but they left everything. They went away from their business. In some ways, they went away from their families. There weren't necessarily hard feelings, but they chose to give up something in order to follow Jesus. But Jesus is so well worth it. He is worth anything that we might have to give up. And so I encourage you to choose to follow Jesus. Choose to do what he said. Even if it's difficult, even if it's expensive, even if it's costly, there is nothing better than following Jesus, because he is much better than anything that we can find in this world today. God is better, and God's way is better than anything else. And so we need to not be tempted to do things Satan's way or our own way. And we also need to be willing to leave everything and follow Jesus, because God is better than anything here on earth, and his way is better than anything. Lord, I pray you would help us to choose to follow you, to give ourselves completely and wholly to you, no matter the cost. Because, Lord, the rewards in heaven are much better than anything we could lose here. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.